guy was coming out, and he turned around, and he went back and said, I want to talk to you. And he began to talk how he felt. Brother Melvin said, he began to ask him, he said, well, have you done anything to go away from God? He said, no. He said, well, have you still got the Holy Ghost? And he said, yeah. He said, look like to me, you got a whole lot to thank him for, and then you already feel good. The man began to consider what he was talking about. And he realized, just sitting there talking, that he had a whole lot to thank God for. Even though he might feel a little down and out, and a little bit in trouble in spirit, but yet he had a whole lot, and maybe a worry upon us. He'll try us with many things, Jake. But if we begin to realize how much it means to us to have the love of God in our heart, and how much it means for that love to begin to reach out. I began to think about Mother talking about an old sister down yonder. She got sick. And this was a mother right in the middle of some tribulations. I understand, in troubles. And sickness come along. And she had to begin to come up, Jake, and tell people that she had just as much love for him as she ever had. Well, I thought about love. I'll reach a long ways. Love will endure many things in this life. And I thought about no greater love than we can have and to lay down our own life for our friends. Now we can begin to lay down our own selves for the love and the care. Our own ways in this life for the love and the care that we have one for another. Then we can begin to grow in the grace of God. Lord God, we can begin to lift him up down here that people could walk together in unity and in the joy of their salvation. Lord God, if we could just begin tonight, Lord God, just to think about what it means. Lord God, for that love of God to begin to reach out to people that's out tonight. Lord God, I begin to think about down here praying. Lord God, and joy of God begin to come to my mind. Lord God, people that's not here, Mother, Glory God, they begin to seem like just to come before me. And I thought about how much, Glory God, I'd like to be able to talk to these people, Glory God, and how much I'd like to be able to reach them down here, Jay, Glory God, that they could be able to hold on to this that I have in this life, Glory God, that gives me the peace and contentment, Glory God, I realize, since Satan comes along a lot of time, Glory God, and he might cause me to err a little bit, Glory God, and become a little discouraged, Glory God, a little ill mannered, Glory God, and I might even tell me in many ways, Glory God, Lord, I begin to think, Glory God, how much the love of God means to me, Glory God, then there'll be a deep sound peace come upon me, Glory God, Glory God, to hold on to it, to slice says, Glory God, and to feel good, Glory God, and to have the joy, Glory God, that I've got in my soul, Glory God, and I'd like to lay aside these things, Glory God, that enter in this life, Glory God, I'd like to lay down some things, Glory God, that trouble for taking the flesh, Glory God, and I'd be a humble child of God, that I could show enough love and understand it, Glory God, to lay down my own life, my own self. Glory God, that I could be able to reach out, Glory God, to a world. Glory God, that's troubled. Glory God, and being tried. Glory God, and being tossed to and fro by Satan. Glory God, and that they need somebody, Glory God, to be able to come and take, Glory God, and say, look, live for God. Glory God, I thought about how important it is, Glory God, just to take a child of God to the hand, Glory God, and say, look, come on and go with me. Glory God, I'd like to see you, baby, Glory God. Help me, Lord, try to encourage people, Glory God, just to live humble in this life, Glory God. Help me, Lord, try to encourage one another, Jack, Glory God, to lay aside she might be weak. But I thought about, she kind of looked pale, glory to God. But I really, really think we got a lot to thank God for, that her sickness was as light as it was. It could have really been bad. We could have really had to suffer, but we just had to suffer a little bit. Not seem to suffer much, but you know, the Lord can bring a lot of things on us to suffer a whole lot. We're not careful. But I think about it like this. He's able to move all things. And we want to give him a praise for a lot of things. A lot of things that he does for us in this life. But I thought about just as soon as we get ready to turn things over to the Lord, God's able to ease any burden that we might have in this life. Whether it be sickness or anything. You know, each and every child of God has got his cross to bear. His or hers. And I'm enticed to believe that every child of God knows what it is. And I've thought about so many times without ever getting depressed, Jake. I'm sitting like a bad one about that. I'll overwork myself sometimes and I'll kind of get depressed. And really, that's a spirit that likely get a hold of us that Satan could use us in if we're not careful. We need to look up to God and we need to honor him in this life. And we need to be careful that we could bridle our tongue. You know, he said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And I thought about, now we're wont to control what we say in this life. We better search our hearts that it could be pure. And what we think about is holy and good. And we'll endure the ways of God and hold him up. Because if we think about something else, we're liable to be out here talking about it. The Bible entices us and we'll be doing it. When it would be displeasing to God and not uplifted to him in this life whatsoever. If we want God tonight, then let's hold him up. Let's lift him up and let's draw close to him. And I'd like for the children of God to try to join in with me. And see, my little heart's reaching out to some people. And I'd like to see the Lord help them. I'd like to see the Lord just bless them in this life, because I tell you, I was talking about being pale and being weak, and it was just a lack of food. The body will become weak, and it's the same way spiritually. And we'll go around and we don't look for anything from God, and we don't search diligently that God could give us spiritual food. Then we're liable to come to the place that we become awful weak and we'll become pale. And we'll come to the place that if we're not careful, it'll look like there won't be any life in us. But I want to take you in the ways of God. There's joy and there's peace. And I'd like to see the children of God look up and realize, glory to God, just to have and just to feel one portion of this good Spirit of God is joy to my soul, glory to God. And I'd like to hold to that. And I'd like to be more careful, glory to God, of what I do and say in this life, that I could be able to come before God with a good, clear conscience. We all have things we have to fight back. And we know that Satan comes on every hand. Let's be careful and be aware of him and realize that he's out there. He told the Lord one time, or told God, he said, from worth comes I. He said, from up and down, from walking up and down the earth, to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. And I thought about it, he said, he's doing the same thing today, Jay. He's going out yonder, just every word. He's knocking at the door of every person's heart. And he's seeking to devour. He's seeking their salvation. He's seeking their contentment. Glory to God. And if we're not careful, many times we might let him trouble us a little bit. But let's look up to God and shake loose from Satan. And just give him the praise tonight for the joy that he has. I'm so glad to have everybody that's here with us. Not many of us, but I was thinking about this service to me is needful. Because I need to be in the way of God, in the house of God. And I'd rather be in doing something for him and having the contentment it is to be in the house of God than to be anywhere else down here. Glory to God. And we're not careful. I hope and pray that desire will never leave me in this life. Because I feel that without him, Jake, we're nothing. And with him all things are possible. So I'd like to be with the Lord. Glory to God that when the time comes, glory to God that I can be able to raise up and meet him in there. And I need all these prayers. I'd like you to pray for me. I'd like to see every child of God that's offered themselves, glory to God, and
Let's pray one for another that God could just bless us. Glory to God. Whoopee, next altar cell. Thank the good Lord.
Hey, this sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph is begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wing to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wing to my immortal home.
Thanks to good Lord.
I've been traveling in this land with this heartache, struggle, and strife. Sometimes Satan tries to tell me to turn from those silent eyes they say then get behind. No returning in you'll find. Hunting near my heavenly home where I will abide. Hunting near the home, my Lord, near your home and every ward. I am high.
be a lot of them. In fact, there won't be a stranger up there. I don't believe that. I believe we'll all know one another because of this spirit that we feel down here that makes connection of the love of God. Just think about how strong it's going to be up there. I've been in churches many times. I've been right here in this church when I felt the perfect liberty of God and the perfect union, reunion of the Holy Ghost. Brother Elton, glory to God, and there's no better feeling in the world than to feel God. Glory to God, there's no better feeling than a person can ever have, glory to God, than just to feel one portion of His Spirit. Glory to God, the power. Glory to God, it that He gave you. He said in one place that you become a child of God. Glory to God, I thought about it, but by His grace, glory to God, where He's made us sufficient to stand. Brother, glory to God, in this morning, glory to God, I'd like to see the grace of God just reach out to His children. Glory to God, I'd like to see His children just begin to look up, glory to God. Because this morning, glory to God, Satan, glory to God, he'd like to get people, glory to God, to sit back. And he'd like to get them, glory to God, not to put forth an effort, glory to God, what I thought about last night. Glory to God, it seemed like the Lord just come along. Glory to God, it seemed like just a few of us, brother. Glory to God, what I thought about today. Glory to God, most of us are here. Glory to God, I thought, glory to God, it would be real good. Glory to God, if we could just look up this morning. Glory to God, and ask God just to take charge of this service. Glory to God, that He could bless everybody that's here. Glory to God, and I feel, glory to God, a good portion taken this spirit. Glory to God. That's able, glory to God, one of these days to raise you up to pray for the Lord. Glory to God. Know about what He told Paul one time. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. He said, I'll make you ruler over many. Glory to God. And I'd like to be faithful to the Lord this morning. Glory to God. Like to be able, glory to God, glory to God, the Lord changes things. Glory to God. He said, if we worship God, He said we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God, let's be something this morning, children of God, to really get out and humble yourself before God. Glory to God, and He said that God could lift you up, glory to God. But a man or woman, glory to God, that will humble herself before God. Glory to God, they need to be expecting help from God, glory to God, to be able to raise up in the meetings when judgment day comes. Glory to God, to be able, glory to God, to stand up before anybody. Glory to God and say, look, I'm a child of God. I thought about, glory to God, what sense was seizing these children this morning. How important it is, glory to God, to confess, glory to God, to the public, to the people. Glory to God, that I'm a child of God. Glory to God, through this teaching today, glory to God, that we can stand, we can be willing, glory to God, that wherever we end in this life, glory to God, or wherever we might be, glory to God, that we can actually stand up and say, look, I'm a child of God, glory to God, I'm a Christian, glory to God, I don't believe in that, glory to God, maybe that somebody would be kind to get me to do. I thought that, glory to God, is very important. Many times, Jake is a young child of God, glory to God, receiving the Holy Ghost when I was 12 years old, mother, I thought about many times in this life, I'd have to look aside there and say, no, I don't do them things, glory to God. And I thought about, glory to God, that these selfies, glory to God, would come on me, glory to God, and make me feel good, mother, glory to God, because I was willing to do one thing, glory to God, and that was to stand up for God, glory to God, today, glory to God, as a man. Glory to God, I got that same opportunity. Glory to God, and that's to stand up. Glory to God for the Lord down here. Glory to God. I began to think about a few scriptures. Glory to God. All about the service we'd like to go into. Glory to God. It might seem a little peculiar to people. Glory to God. I was thinking about Sister Bowman here. Glory to God. She hadn't been able, glory to God, to be in this communion service. Glory to God. But I'd like to point out to you just how important it is. Glory to God. To honor the Lord. Glory to God, to be willing, glory to God, to do that, that He done, glory to God, when He walked the face of this earth, glory to God. He laid an example to you and I, glory to God, to walk in the power, glory to God. And what better example could we ever have, Jay, glory to God, than that the Lord laid down for us. Glory to God,
He told us in one place, he called us friends, glory to God. He said, I didn't call you servant. He said, call a servant, no doubt. But instead, he called us his friends, glory to God. That you're actually a friend to the Lord, glory to God. This morning, glory to God, if you're actually a friend to the Lord, glory to God, then you would want to go against him, glory to God. And you'd want to do that, glory to God, and he wants you to do in this life, glory to God. And then you can truly say, yeah, I'm your friend, Lord, in your mind, glory to God. Of course, when I think about it like this, I'm glad to be a servant of him too, glory to God. But he did. He didn't put himself any greater than you. That's the reason he said that, glory to God. And it wasn't anything greater to him, glory to God, than to kneel deep, Sister Faulkner, guys, as it would be for you and me, glory to God. For anybody, this was just to show them the humbleness, glory to God, that the Lord had when he walked the face of this earth, glory to God. And it was here, glory to God, that his supper, glory to God, that was spread there, glory to God. And he'd begun, he'd already come willing, glory to God, for this day, Mother, glory to God. God, he knew his time had come. And he knew there was one among him, glory to God, that was going to betray him. Glory to God, he knew that. Even at the supper, glory to God. And it was there, glory to God, and they was manifest the one that was going to betray him. But anyway, what I wanted to get to was Peter, glory to God, and the Lord. And when he had eaten the supper, glory to God, and then the Lord laid aside his armor. Listen. You find the scripture here. Take a little bit. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, doth thou wash my feet? Lord, doth thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but that thou knowest hereafter. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Have you ever really considered what that means? If thou wash me not, thou hast. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And boy, Peter began to think about that. He wanted to be a part of the Lord. He had followed him. He had seen all the wonderful miracles that he did. And all the things, Mother, that he promised to you and I. And we just walk upright before him. Because he told us in one place, he said, these things you're doing greater because I pray unto the Father. And I want to tell you this morning, we're not serving a dead God. We're not serving a Lord that's dead, Mother, glory to God, but we're serving one that's just as alive today as he was at this supper. We're serving a Lord that's just as real today, glory to God, as it was back then. Glory to God, a Lord that's able to move mountains, glory to God. Able to raise the dead, glory to God. Able to heal any manner of sickness, glory to God. Able to cleanse the conscience of man, glory to God, and make him free and whole by the grace of God, glory to God. Able to wipe away all the sins, glory to God, that ever was committed by people in this time, glory to God. God's able to these things, glory to God, in the day. Glory to God, I'd like for you to understand what it is, glory to God, to actually obey the Lord, glory to God, so Peter. He said, Peter said unto him, I shall never wash my feet. Glory to God, and Jesus answered, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. These things begin to stick in his mind. Simon Peter said unto him, he said, Lord, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Now think about it, glory to God, he'd like to have a double portion of the Lord with him. Glory to God, but he said he wanted him to be clean. Jesus told him there a little further. He said, I wash not your feet that you be clean. He said, because you're clean already. Glory to God. You've been born into the family of God. Glory to God. You've been born into the Spirit of God. Glory to God. And you're a child of God. Glory to God. And it means a whole lot. Glory to God to be worthy. Glory to God to kneel down before a child of God. Glory to God. You know what it means? It means just like you was kneeling down before the Lord. That's how important it is. Glory to God, because the same love that we got for God
Brother Elton, we got to have for one another. Glory to God, if we hadn't got it one for another, he said this love of God wouldn't end us. Glory to God. You begin to think about that now, glory to God. I'd like for you to begin to think about how much love, glory to God, God should have brought to his children down here, glory to God. That would help them to become willing, glory to God, to do whatever thing that they could do, glory to God, to honor their Lord in spirit and in truth, glory to God. And I believe in doing that he told us to do. Glory to God. This was talking about the parables there. That it was, glory to God, that he laid down for us his whole life to us as a parable. Glory to God, to walk by, to live by. I just wanted people to realize, glory to God, why. Glory to God, the Lord was what he told to these that didn't do these things. But Peter was so glad to say, look, not my feet only, but my head and my hands also. Think about it. I'll tell you what, if we could just really dress up for the Lord, glory to God, and just clean up for him and let his will be done, how great it would be. Glory to God, I'm going to skip over a little further. And then to tell you, I want to give the children of God all that opportunity. Good Lord's willing to testify and to ask God to help us in this service. Glory to God, but I'd like to point out just a few more scriptures to you, a few more verses. Glory to God, and what it actually means down here. Glory to God, to go into a service. Glory to God, to honor the Lord. Glory to God, this is what we're doing today. Glory to God, I'd like to see the children of God actually honor the Lord. And while they're doing it, Mother, glory to God that they could honor one another. Glory to God that they could feel the love. Glory to God in the joy and the deep soul peace within our hearts. Glory to God that they can have, glory to God, as being obedient children of God. Glory to God. You take a child, glory to God, that's obedient to his parents. Glory to God. Glory to God, and the love reaches out to them. Glory to God. And to them, glory to God, there's nothing can be in this life than that, glory to God, that you can feel, glory to God, that you've done that that God wanted you to do down here. Glory to God. Think about it just a little bit. Glory to God. Help us, dear Lord. Glory to God. But let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread, and drink of that cup. And he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's Supper. Now I believe every child of God that's got salvation is worthy of this. I do, I believe that. Saul, I said back any time tonight, they'll judge herself if you're not careful, unworthy. But I believe this morning, if you're a child of God, that you're worthy, glory to God, of this supper. Glory to God, because he wanted spread before you. Glory to God is an example for you. But here's something he told us to do. Glory to God. He said, for he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak. Because many people didn't do this. Glory to God, he says, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. He said, for if we would judge ourselves, we shall not be judged. Now, we don't have to judge anybody else, do we? But I want to tell you this. I hope and pray that I can search my heart. Brother Elton, to judge myself worthy to do that God wants me to do in this life. I do. I hope and pray that I can do that. Because I'm afraid of this, brother. If I judge myself unworthy, know to God that I truly need to get closer to God. Because if I don't live by faith, glory to God, and I don't walk by faith in this life to believe, glory to God, that when the Lord comes, glory to God, that I'm going to be able to meet him, then I'm afraid that I'm not following after the true gospel of God's word. I am. I'd be afraid of that. But I tell you what, this love of God, when it comes into your heart, glory to God, and it takes away the taproot of sin, glory to God, then it gives you something
to let you know that you're ready to meet the Lord. Glory to God. And that's what's so great, glory to God, about the pure way of holiness, Brother Elton. Glory to God, is that you know in your heart, glory to God, that when that comforter comes, glory to God, which is the Holy Ghost that he speaks of, Mother, glory to God, it's true enough, glory to God, and good enough for you, glory to God, that it'll take away all the doubt in your life that you won't be able to meet the Lord. Why? Because he took out the tap root of sin. He didn't take sin out of you. He took out the tap root. There ain't no root for sin to grow in you. Glory to God, except you let this devil plant a seed there and it sprang up and devour you. There ain't no root, glory to God, if you want to live for God. Listen, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, now listen what it said here. He said, wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. That's why I thought that it would be good for us to go into a testimony service, glory to God, and actually pray one for another, that we could begin to look at our hearts and we could begin to judge ourselves, glory to God, and if we begin to see anything, glory to God, that's contrary, glory to God, that we wouldn't want to be as humble as we ought to be. Glory to God, that we wouldn't want to be just as pure as we could be. That we could just truly lay it aside. That we could have life in the Lord and life abundantly. Glory to God, and when you begin to have life in the Lord, this love that you got one for another grows. And this joy, glory to God, that living for God to bring about a smile on your face. Glory to God, and wherever you're at in this life, glory to God, you'll be like that candle she was talking about a little ago. Glory to God, it'll just be sitting out there. Glory to God, and you can take a good clear night anywhere, and you can set one way up over yonder somewhere, and it'd still be a light for somebody to come and follow. Glory to God, your life, glory to God, is an open book. Glory to God, and if you want to live for God, glory to God, and you want to walk with Him, then let that light burn, glory to God, and it won't never go out. Glory to God, it'll be there, glory to God, and it'll lead you, and it'll guide you, it'll teach you, and help others to walk by. Glory to God. He said, wherefore, my brethren, when you come together, eat, tarry one for another. Man hunger, let him eat at home. Oh, he didn't give us supper for natural food at all, but this is something spiritual and discerning the body of Christ. This is what it is. He said, if any man hunger, let him eat at home. That ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Now I'd like for the children of God to begin to look up. Glory to God, I want to read just them few verses before the service, basically because I'd like for us to be able to tarry one for another. I'd like for us to begin to search our hearts. Glory to God, and I'd like for us today to actually honor the Lord. Glory to God, I'd like to see us, glory to God, in the Spirit of God. Glory to God, we can come together, glory to God, and the table can be spread, sisters, glory to God, and it can be the best food there for you that you could ever taste of, glory to God. But if you sit back, glory to God, and you don't do a thing, glory to God, and you don't begin to try to eat of that food, glory to God, then this table, Mother, might pass you by, glory to God, and it won't be spread again. Glory to God, the stage act is not coming back, glory to God. When it's gone, glory to God. He said, today is the day of salvation. Think about it. We need to let our salvation, glory to God, be a witness to God. Glory to God, and for Him down here, glory to God, that He could honor. Like to ask Brother L.J. to come on with the service. Like to ask all the children of God now to look up, begin to pray. If you want the liberty of God in this service, I feel the goodness of God, but I'd like to see the Lord just really free the service. Glory to God. Think about it like this. I'd like for His Spirit just to come in and take. Glory to God, and then it wouldn't be any trouble for you to praise God. Glory to God, it wouldn't be any trouble for you to stand up and give Him the honor. Glory to God today for being a child of God. I made that talk last night a little bit about Brother Melvin talking about a boy. Glory to God, that felt so bad. And he asked him, he said, well, have you still got the Holy Ghost?
And he said, certainly. He said, I hadn't done a thing to go away from God. He said, well, you're in the best shape I ever seen a person. I thought about it, that was just good. Glory to God. When people, glory to God, can say, look, I'm a child of God. Glory to God, and really know that there's no trouble so great to them that God can just help them and direct them and lead them. Glory to God. And today is so good just to be a child of God. Glory to God, it's so good, glory to God, just to feel one portion of God's Spirit and to know that God is real. Glory to God. To know, Mother, glory to God, if I had to go, Jake, before this day was gone, glory to God, I wouldn't dread it one bit. Glory to God. I wouldn't be afraid to meet it, Mother, glory to God, because I look for the time, glory to God, when my life is over, glory to God, says that I can go be with the Lord. Glory to God. And if I'm living for anything down here for the L.J., glory to God, I'd like for it to be for God. Glory to God. And the love, glory to God, that He has for me down here. Glory to God. Just to reach out, glory to God, and be able to hear Him say, well done. It means a whole lot, glory to God, to be a child of God. I tell you what, just saying it ain't nothing, glory to God, but knowing it is something else. When you know something, you know it's that way, glory to God, and you know you're feeling. You know you got it within you, glory to God. Then you know what you are, glory to God, and you can judge yourself, glory to God. And I'd like to say this, if you feel condemned, glory to God, then you need God. Glory to God, if you've got any condemnation in your life, glory to God, or anything there, glory to God, that might be hindering you, glory to God, then you need to lay it aside, glory to God, that you could become strong. And you wouldn't be weak and do like he said some did, even go to sleep. He said some are asleep. Think about it this morning, glory to God. I'd like for us to wake up for God. I really would. I'd like to ask all the children of God in this testimony service. We don't want to drag it because we're not careful. We'll have a long, long service. I wouldn't care if it lasted all day if we could get God in it. But let's don't drag this service because we got the other part of the service I'd like for us to go into. By the grace of God, and I'd like for the children of God, though, to have an opportunity to offer themselves and ask God to bless us in this service. And let's tarry one for another. Glory to God that we could be in the liberty of God. Glory to God that we could be in the joy of the Spirit of God. Glory to God, I'd like to ask the children of God, everyone, glory to God, just to stand up. Glory to God, and let's witness for the Lord. Glory to God. And get ready for this service. Thank the good Lord. Just stand up now and sing. And Brother L.J., just come on. Thank the good Lord. Glory to God.
As the table spread, we're the
saints of God. Our faith is blessed. Dozen people coming down.
With this
manner he doth feed and supply our every need.
Oh, bless the Lord. Glory to God.
Jesus, take all.